This is Emily Harris in Baghdad. A rocket exploded in the U.S. Embassy compound here about 8 p.m., an hour after curfew. Spokesman Bob Callahan says two people were killed and four injured, all Americans. The spokesman did not immediately identify the victims. The embassy is inside the well-fortified Green Zone, where the U.S. government has been housed since the fall of Saddam Hussein. The embassy has been hit before, but no one died in the previous attacks. In the run-up to tomorrow's vote, insurgents have continued attacks on U.S. and Iraqi targets. One U.S. soldier was killed in Baghdad today by an improvised bomb. At least eight Iraqis died after a suicide bombing in Khanaqin near the Iranian border. Attacks on polling stations were reported across the country, although it appeared there were no casualties. In one Baghdad polling center, Abdul Karim says he's earning $200 for 2 days of work plus 3 days of training. This father of five shrugs off the danger.
He says this is a historical day, and if I die, I'm going to be a martyr.
He is a Shiite Muslim and eager to vote, as are many fellow Shia. Shia are the majority in Iraq, and they're expected to finally take power after these elections. But a new poll by Zoghbi International found most Sunni Muslims do not intend to vote. Friday's sermon at Baghdad's Sunni Al-Jamia Mosque did not mention elections at all. A 21-year-old man standing at the mosque gate says he's not voting because the elections are illegitimate.
Any elections under the occupation should be refused, and any honest Muslim should refuse them.
Iraq's interim president, Ghazi al-Yawar, is himself a Sunni. He says the challenge after the vote will be to bring Sunnis on board.
This path will not be easy and will not be short. We hope that all Iraqis will stand firm together to build their country. We ask God to save Iraq.
Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.